Good morning, my little lover butts. Today is Monday, January 29th, and these are the astrological aspects for the first half of the week ahead. Well, kids, we have gotten through the big shakedown, but the stormy seas have yet to settle, with ups and downs heading our way, all designed to help us truly understand what we want, who we are, where we are going, and what fills our hearts with joy. The first half of the week brings some push and pull energy, guys, but roll with the punches and the flow, because the currents are taking you where you need to be. So kids, let's jump into it and see what the first half of the week has in store for us. All right, kids, we start the day off on Monday the 29th, and we are rolling in strong with some great emotional vibes that should help to push off the Monday blues and help to roll in the new Monday joys. Mondays are all about joy now. No more blues. I never understood why people had the Monday blues. Like, even when I was in corporate America, I didn't have them because to me, Monday was like the beginning. It was like a new beginning every week, right? Like, it's Monday. The week can be whatever you want it to be. It hasn't been written yet. It hasn't been determined. You have endless possibilities, right? Like, by Friday, you know how the week was, right? It was what it was. So, I don't know. That's just my take. That's always been my take on Monday. All right, let's get back to it. Moon, which controls our emotions, will trine Mars, Uranus, and Mercury. So Mars is action, Uranus is change, surprise, and explosion, and Mercury is communication. So trines are positive. So we could see good actions taken, good news rolling in, or positive shifts taking place within our emotional spectrums. These are all happening early in the morning, so perhaps not a ton of activity will be as a result of it, but at the very least, guys, you should be waking up in a pretty decent mood. The energy will be in play, though, for several hours, so I get a feeling many of you will have some good emotional realizations, clarity, or even conversations that head in a positive direction on Monday. Later in the day, on Monday, the moon will oppose Neptune, the ruler of our dreams, both the ones we have when we are sleeping and the ones we have for our future, as well as our perceptions, illusions, and delusions, right? So straight out of the gate, guys, oppositions are a little stressed. And this feels like, to me, you're having a moment of clarity where you come to see a situation or a dream in a bit more clear of a way now that the rose-colored glasses are off. The other thing that this can do, guys, I actually forgot to write this, but it's like clicking in me right now, so I'm kind of interrupting myself. The other thing that this can do is, because Neptune is the ruler of perception, illusions, and delusions, and oppositions are technically stressed, right? They're not like squares, which are like, ooh, but they're also not like, you know, trines or sextiles, which are super positive. So they're opposing each other. Our emotions are opposing our perceptions and our illusions and delusions. So this can make us see things that aren't actually real. So and this is going to involve your emotions, right? So you're going to be having, some of you might be having an emotional reaction that is maybe not based in reality. You might be writing a narrative in your head. You might have misunderstood someone's words, actions, you know, something. So if you do see it that way, if you do see it hitting you that way, rather, ask clarifying questions. Don't assume and don't go wild with writing a narrative in your head. Okay, I totally didn't write this, but it totally just hit me now. So let's get back to what I wrote. Others of you might be coming to understand that a dream you have always had just isn't in line with who you are anymore, isn't all that it is cracked up to be. So you might also be walking away from something at this time. Overall, guys, this should bring in a decent aha moment for a lot of you. In the evening, Mars, the ruler of action and the god of war, will trine Uranus, the ruler of change, surprises, and explosions. And I do love this one, guys. Trines, as I just said, are very positive vibes. So some kind of action is being taken that could be very shocking, but it should be in a good way. Others of you could see that you're finally ready to take an action that you perhaps have been unwilling to take or hesitating to take. Things are moving forward at this time in surprising and perhaps even exciting explosive ways. Also, since Uranus is currently retracing the same degrees in Taurus that he's already gone over twice before, many of you could see a past matter that was a no or was stalled out, suddenly back and ready to move forward in a new and exciting way. So practical use on this particular one, guys. This one, I like this, but whenever Uranus is involved, it can be a little like, whoa, right? Because he's changed surprises and explosions. And whatever changes or surprises or explosions that he tends to bring in tends to be pretty blunt or pretty like out of left field. So he's very like trigger happy, right? He's not really, but that's kind of his energy. He doesn't tend to build up to things. He tends to explode things. Now, Mars is also kind of trigger happy, right? He's the ruler of action and the god of war. And a lot of the times, that energy really inspires us to take knee-jerk reactions or big, bold actions. When these two pair up, that's pretty big. So whatever this is, guys, it could be like taking a relationship to the next level, or it could be a new job offer, or it could be something like that. But it can also be a lot of, because I think there's so much internal stuff happening with you guys out there right now, especially because Pluto is so active in his changing of signs into Aquarius and out of Capricorn, I think a lot of you might actually feel this energy as making you very bold, right? And making you really just, I don't really know how to put it into words, like just like, yeah, like I can do this. I can, of course I can do this. I'm gonna go ask that person out, or I'm gonna go after this dream or this thing that I've always wanted, or, you know, I'm done with these bullshit narratives that I've always been telling myself. It's really an inspiring aspect when I plug into the energy. It's a good one, guys. And it's, again, you know, Uranus just went direct on Friday of last week, on the 26th. So this is like, I think, his second major aspect that he's had now since he's been direct. So all of these are sort of like giving us a clue as to what Uranus's, you know, direct motion is kind of going to be about for the next couple of months. So keep that in mind. All right, kids, moving on to Tuesday the 30th, and we have a bit of a mixed bag of dicks again. Nothing drastic, but I do feel some more crossroads that are going to be reached at this time, and decisions are going to have to be made. And you're also going to have to decide where you're standing on topics or with who or on situations and why. Now, first off, the moon will be moving into Libra. That's good, right? Libra's all about balance, all about relationships, all about seeing things from both perspectives. So that should offer us some balanced vibes with our emotions and also our thinking. Moon will then trine Pluto, and some of you could see some interesting emotional reveals taking place or some facts coming to the surface. Now, trines are positive, so this shouldn't be any, you know, anything like secret affairs exposed or anything like that. This can also cause an internal emotional realization. Now, when I felt that and wrote that, that part of it, definitely going to hit for some of you. This feels a little tricky, though. Because the moon is involved, I think some of you are going to be having some realizations about how you feel about certain topics, situations, or people. Now, that can really go either way, right? Because if you realize that something isn't, you know, your emotions are no longer in line with something that you've been involved in, that's still good, right? That's still actually really positive for you, because now you're going to stop wasting your time. But however this hits for you guys, there is an element of Moon trine Pluto on Tuesday that I think, I hesitate to use the word will make you feel uncomfortable, but I think it kind of will, for lack of better words that are coming to me at this particular moment. I think it will make some of you feel a little uncomfortable when you have this emotional realization. Now, what you do with that realization is entirely up to you, but my gut says to act on it, right? As long as it's not harmful to anyone or yourself. Also, in the morning on Tuesday, Mercury, the ruler of communication, technology, travel, and more, will semi-square Saturn, the ruler of structure and karma. Okay, so this is a minor aspect technically, but it does tell me that you could be waking up to some news that something is changing or possibly threatens to end or potentially has departed. Now, It could also be you that is pushing a change or an end or a departure. This could also be that the situation is changing at this time, just in general. Now, it should be minor, right? Because it's a minor aspect. This should not be a boat rocking structural change. That said, something's shifting. Now, when I plug into this one, guys, I think I can also hit, it can also hit with us really thinking differently about how we fit into structures that we are currently involved in. It might be time to chat about how things are going or how they are moving forward from here on out, okay? I think that's gonna hit a lot of you. How do I fit into this? Do I even fit into this anymore? Things have been shifting and changing for me. Does this make sense for me to be involved in or a part of anymore? Now, whenever there's any kind of a square with involving Saturn, that can always be a karmic bill coming due. Uh-oh. So keep that in mind, guys. You might actually lay witness to someone having to pay a karmic bill, but Saturn don't fuck around when he's being squared off. Mercury is the ruler of communication, so, you know, we're getting the news that this karmic bill is being due. Okay? So keep that in mind. Later in the evening on the 30th, the moon will square off with Venus. So right out of the gate there, guys, you might just feel like being alone. And if that's all right, that's how you feel, there is nothing wrong with that. But this can also cause some upheaval in love and our money matters. When I plug into this one, guys, it mostly feels like some kind of a sharp turn or someone is upset, or there's a misunderstanding about something that is said or done, or feelings could be a bit on edge. You might need to ask for clarity, or you might be asked clarifying questions in order to put this to rest and sort of clear up the misunderstanding. So if you do experience Moon Square Venus like that, guys, again, we seem to have a couple of these this week where there's some misunderstandings out there. So ask for clarifying or ask for clarity. I don't know why I keep saying clarifying. Ask for clarity before you assume. Don't write narratives on your own, okay? Especially if they involve other people. Make sure you ask for facts. Write narratives based on fact, okay? And then, topping off the evening, we have the sun coming to semi-square Neptune. So there you go again, guys. Again, this is a minor aspect, but it's telling me that something is going to be changing. The dream is changing, and it's probably been building up for a while now that it's been changing. Things are getting revealed, or at the very least, we are seeing them differently as facts come to the surface, or it becomes clear that we are changing and just seeing things differently. What once might have felt like a good fit might just suddenly not feel like such a great fit after all. The sun is the fundamental of who we are, and Neptune controls our dreams, so we might be changing our minds about what we want and turning away from something at this time. Also, guys, because Pluto and Uranus vibes are still really strong and active, a lot of this could be coming from inside us as we come to understand that we are changing, and it might just be that we are changing too much to remain in the same thought process as we have always been in before. As we change, we see things and think things differently. We come to understand that not all situations we are in will continue to be a fit for this new way we are evolving. You're seeing things differently at this time, and old narratives are no longer a fit for you. So you might just be sending them down the river at this time once and for all. All right, my loves, Wednesday the 31st. I wrote the 30th, but I caught it. Wednesday the 31st of January, and January is coming to an end, which I know a lot of you are not going to be sad about. I'm kind of sad. I really liked January. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with having months that are a little chaotic and really pushing change, because change is good, guys. We can't move forward without changing first. All right. It's a pretty chill day, guys. There are no minor or major aspects on the 31st. We do have the moon coming to square off with Mars, and that feels like we are having to take some actions that we might not want to take or might be a little hard to take. This will most likely be about whatever has come up for you guys on Monday and Tuesday, and now that you are coming to understand that this isn't a fit for you anymore, you might be taking an action to radically change or shift the situation. Remember, guys, we are in a moment, and that moment is all about releasing things that no longer serve us. Moon square Mars is the release of something or an action that is hard to take. Others of you could just see people being in a little bit of a spiteful mood on Wednesday and coming at you a bit. Don't worry, it won't last long. So my loves, that is it for the first half of the week ahead. And honestly, guys, it's really not that intense, which really is a welcomed break from the intense vibes that we have all been dealing with for the past several weeks. When I plug into the first half of the week ahead, it feels like a little crossroads. A few crossroads are going to be reached that, as a result of the major shifts that have been taking place in our lives, will need to be addressed at this time. As we shift, change, and grow, we are needing to cut the fat, so to speak, and walk away from the things that no longer bring us joy. Some of you might encounter some minor conflicts or twists of fate in the first few days of this week that could bring with them the call to action that you might not want to take. But remember, my loves, as the energy encourages us to push forward, not all forces within this world and not all people within our lives will want to see us pushing forward, and they might just be trying to drag us back. Resist the temptations to get caught up in the old arguments this week, my loves, as the energy is tempting you and testing your resolve to change and be different. With Uranus retracing the same degrees in Taurus, I do get a feeling that many of you will see past or recent past issues, topics, situations, or people coming back up and perhaps at you this week. New details could be revealed in the days ahead that could change your perspective and your choices about moving forward. The rest of the week is also more on the chill side, telling me that this week we are having a little moment to breathe and make some needed changes after the stormy energy we all just faced. Change is never an easy chapter to write in our books, and oftentimes we deal with others holding us back because they refuse to believe we have changed. But internal change doesn't require the approval of the collective and certainly doesn't need their input at all. An extraordinary amount of energy has arrived in all of our lives, and not everyone will embrace that or change. But for those of us that are changing, growing, and seeing things differently, you know in your heart that a new path has begun, and all you must do to follow it is believe, breathe, and begin. It's an exciting time, guys. A time when anything is possible, and the chains that have held us back, latched into place by our own doing, are finally removed. None of you, I repeat, none of you, are the sum total of your past choices, past actions, or the past mistakes that you have made. We cannot step forward without at times stubbing our toes. We cannot take steps forward without sometimes stepping on the feet of others. The past is a story we lived, one that was written with our best efforts, not always perfect and not always free of regret. But without the occasional stubbing of the toes, we would never learn to watch where we are going, so that we don't make the same mistakes again. My loves, don't allow your past nor the opinions of others that they have based on you because of your past to dictate who you are in the now and who you dream and hope and intend to become. I'll say it again. You are not the sum total of your past. Your past is just a part of who you are and a part of the journey you have been on, all to become who you are now and who you will be tomorrow. We all have a past, guys. And without that past, we wouldn't be where we are today. So, chins up. You were where you were because you needed to be there, because you needed that push, to get you to where you are today. And you are where you are today because of where you are going tomorrow. And where you're going tomorrow, guys, is going to be amazing. Don't be afraid of change. That's it for the first half of the week, my loves. I do hope this helped. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Marcus Barrington, and this is Daily Astrology. Be kind, be honest, let's emote and evolve together today, tomorrow, and always. Have a great first half of your week, guys. I'll talk to you on Thursday. You got this, and you know, just spread joy. Don't spread shit. That's my advice. Okay, bye.